Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LivePanorama.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal. Clearly, totally, 100% my government name. I felt the need to bring that back. Without further ado, let's bring in the person who hosts the half of the show, you know, when I'm taking a nap or whatever. That'd be Rob. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Have you ever taken a nap during a show? I don't think so.
No, but you have.
Okay, I have during a show, but you've taken one and not called it at all. So we're even. It's
you mean not
50-50.
Reported to the studio? Yes, there has been times when I'm sheerly just absolutely exhausted, and I did not go to work. My bad.
It's okay. We handled it, and that was a while ago.
I'm human.
Are you?
Some days.
All right, every once in a while, I guess. Huh?
You gotta occasionally, you know, resort back to your, you know, human ways. And no one can stand if you're always, you know, running in superhero.
I was gonna say foolishness.
Or something.
But anyway, I'm excited for tonight. We're going to talk haunted items, maybe a little bit of residential haunting. And then we have taking callers for free readings. And I'm curious too from. Now, this is me spitballing. So I'm throwing this at you. We have nothing we discussed in our pregame notes.
Great.
Like it might be bad.
Well, there's always that possibility, you know, isn't there?
No, because I think that over the past how many years we've been doing this show, I understand the level of what if I say something or bring something new
not
to the table.
Not always.
I maybe say something. Say something I probably don't really live up to, even though what I know I shouldn't say to you. Sometimes still, the saying part, I'm still, it's a work in progress. But when it comes to trying to do something in regard to the show, I pretty much know the ins and outs. And I have a booklet. It's how to run the show with Nikki Para on Normal. I've got it written out, so I know what to do and what not to do. But what I was going to say is I'd like to, before the psychic gets into the free readings, I wanted to just find out from her perspective if she's ran across many items that were haunted and how she feels about that and the topic in general.
Right.
So it wasn't like throwing anything like really bizarre out there. You know, it had to do with tonight's topic. I wanted to make sure we, from a psychic point of view, you know, address the whole haunted item and object thing.
Okay.
I think that would work. Plus, I'm just interested.
Sounds good to me.
And, you know, people who listen, our listeners, which are people who listen, they know that we do have, you know, personally own haunted items and, you know, haunted objects. I'm not sure what's the better term. Like, items or objects? What are we rolling with? Are we rolling with objects? I think object sounds more like mysterious.
I don't think it really matters.
Okay, well, then we can address them as both. But,
okay.
But the, you know, we have acquired a bunch. I mean, you have some that really make noise and move and do whatever during your shows. And it's almost a hindrance sometimes because you have them in your studio with you. So, you know,
not all of them.
No, they just like dance around. That would be amazing if they just all dance around by themselves.
Right. Yeah.
If they did, I'm pretty sure that you can make a killing on posting videos.
I think if they did, then people would think that I was full of shit.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. It would be if a bunch of
it would be hard to believe that they almost performed as if they were like, you know, like an animal that learned a trick. Only when I'm deciding to do a show do they decide to dance. I mean, I would, as an investigator, and a researcher, okay, I would have a very hard time believing that if that were said to me. I'd be like, sure. That's one of those, yeah, okay, I need to see this for myself because it just seems as though it would be kind of unrealistic. But if anybody has that going on, by all means, let us know. Because I've got to see it.
Well, you know what's funny is I've learned over the past, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 months during our shows and doing the live call-in, the psychic readings, never to question anything. Because we had even last week where I think a caller over the weekend matched up to a reading that had happened previously, or the caller before, mm-hmm. to the point where it was almost incredible that I made a joke. I'm like, now, if that lady says that her father had a waterbed, then we know we're in business and it happened. So you never know. You ask and you shall receive. So hopefully we'll get a message saying, yes, I do have a bunch of dancing dolls and objects.
Right.
But
I
don't think so.
I want to see it.
That one is probably going to be a little bit less likely. But you never know. This stuff moves by itself.
I just had something really weird just happen just now.
What, were they dancing? Was it dancing?
No dancing.
Would you like to elaborate?
Just market within less than what the first less than the first 10 minutes. The strange has already started occurring. It's never. This is not the same thing that's been occurring. So it is something notably different. But there's something that is not a normal. Sound. I spend a decent amount of time in the studio to know the normal and non-normal type of things that happen, and that was weird. So, just noting it, you know, since we were talking about it.
Well, it's not like Nikki or anything. It doesn't like say your name, does it?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, I have had a location that I have probably an unhealthy obsession over. That actually, the first time I went to investigate it after I left, the owner reached out to us to let me know that the house, the next people who had stopped by, which she normally doesn't let people in, but since we were there just recently, she went ahead and let people go through and they ran an audio recorder as they walked around and looked at the place, and the house was... The EVPs were my name. It was as if it was calling my name. So to not say that that's impossible, it's just not what happened here.
Well, now, in your investigating career, and I know your investigating career for the most part, there might be like one here and there that I might not know about or something that might have happened that you might have told me that maybe, hey, that one time, which is very rare that I might not have been paying attention. Because you know that doesn't really happen.
Not you.
But no, I pretty much always pay attention to everything you say.
Oh my God. Okay.
Hey, Mark,
I didn't know we were going to lie to the listeners. That's not fair. You shouldn't lie to people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I pay attention. No, I'm not
going to
lie with that. Yeah,
I think you should just stop. You're really, tonight, you're really, like, certain things you've said so far, you really didn't read your book.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't think that. My book is pretty solid, but regardless, have you dealt with many haunted items and objects where you're called in specifically for them? And then secondly, have you gone anywhere and kind of investigated where an object is there and then the object is removed and there seems to be the activity dwindles down? Either one.
Okay, so I have gone to places where I feel that there are objects that were perhaps changing somewhat the atmosphere but it was an already haunted situation, if that makes sense. I think that when you live in a place that has activity and you bring in an item that has an attachment, a spirit, whatever you want to call it, okay, it's an item that has basically energy, okay, and you bring that into a place that has activity, it can pretty much, in my eyes, like disrupt the flow. But I've never taken an object from a location at their request that has literally fixed everything. I think it's part of that, the onion that is the paranormal. There, you know, I've had objects that people have said that they've sent to me that have changed the atmosphere of the place that they're living because it was unbearable with the item there and it has lightened things up. Do I think that there's possibly some other stuff still there or still going on? Probably. I don't know. I've never been there. But I think that they can change or change the energy of a space, and especially a space that already has activity. It can make it increased or change the type of activity that's occurring in the space. What about you? Does that make sense?
So in layman's term, you bring something new into the house, and it's like, hey, I brought a new friend for you to play with. If it has an attachment.
Or we don't like that fool.
Yeah.
It can change the energy. It's kind of like when you invite a different person to hang out with the crowd, the group of friends that's always hangs out. No one ever, other person ever hangs out. And that person brings another person that doesn't really, they're not familiar with everybody. And you know how everyone's kind of awkward and, you know, it gets weird sometimes if that situation occurs. It's kind of like that when you bring an item in. Sometimes it might not be copacetic energies. Like things might not like what you've brought in.
I believe
that. Does that make
sense? No, I believe
I don't
that.
Know if it makes sense. Like, it makes perfect sense to me, but I don't know if someone...
And that's all that matters.
Anybody else it would make sense to. That's why I'm asking.
No, it does make sense. Because you have to understand my skepticism of everything paranormal in general. At the point where I completely just dismiss everything. But I am skeptical of, you know, certain things. And I guess maybe things that are harder for me to grasp. Just the concept of, like, hey, this doll or this chair or whatever might have, you know, the spirit of whoever owned it previously or loved it previously or I maybe hated it too. I don't know. I don't know how it all works. You know, could come back and visit it or is attached to it in some way. You know, at first you really have to soak that in and kind of let it process because it's an interesting topic that, you know, it's a lot to take in because you can, when you hear it at first, you can just be like, yeah, whatever. I'm sure my chair is haunted. But over the years of investigating, you know, we've gone to numerous places that have had items that they felt have had objects. We've done investigations based around specific objects and have gotten responses to our questions and our devices. Only when we focus in on that piece of that object. So I believe that, you know, you're correct when thinking that you can also change the energy by bringing something in because whatever, if you do believe that objects can have attachments, then obviously that attachment can be various things. Good, bad, happy, sad.
It's like that click of friends. It's like that click of friends. And then somebody invite, you know, one of them has this wild idea to invite someone who's like a total polar opposite of the other people. Like all these people are Valley girls and you bring the goth girl in, okay, as an example. And you think everything's just going to be copacetic and everything's going to be chill and everyone's going to be happy, happy, happy. My guess is that there's going to be a lot of uncomfortableness and probably... You know, I don't think everyone's going to be sitting and, you know, singing Kumbaya and roasting marshmallows necessarily.
Well,
it's bringing
something
totally different into the space that might not mesh well with the other energies.
Well, and I don't necessarily think that, like, an entire soul is trapped in a chair. I can't say that for sure, but in my opinion, I don't think that. But I think if it's something, or but I think if somebody really loved that doll, or somebody really loved in that chair, they might come back to visit it, or there might some be residual attachment to it from their emotions.
Right.
That I believe.
This is
and
something
I think
that
it
we talked about with Keith. That we
right.
were talking
well,
about the emotion left in the space. I think can also be absorbed by that perhaps the items that might be in that space. And it almost takes on its own energy, its own haunting, if you will. Because, that the screams that I heard, the woman screaming in his house, I know that there was no woman screaming in his house. But the scream was so, it was blood-curdling, and it's still, like I said, when I talk about it, it freaks me out. And there was an incident that had occurred there that would be related to that could, in my mind, could be basically an impression left in the space that that can replay in time. And perhaps that's the same with items, that it can absorb that type of energy.
Well, and I do believe a house can absorb that energy. Now, in my in my career, I sell residential real estate. And it's a known fact, and it's been talked about amongst many realtors. And I've had conversations, you know, I guess realtor conversations or office conversations or whatever. But you can go into a house and you can feel negativity in certain homes. Lot of times, if it's a bad divorce, you don't even know it's a bad divorce, and you find that out after, and you're like, oh, that makes sense. Because the energy in that house is so bad, you know that there had to be screaming.
Well, that's like
you know
if you walk into a room where people just had an argument. Okay, they're not arguing in front of you, okay, and they're not even acting snarky to each other in front of you. But you can almost feel that when you walk in the room, like that tension,
right?
Or the awkward tension. That's the same way I know we felt before. When we go into spaces that, you know, when we're going out to do, you know, an investigation, and we, you know, often won't necessarily know any information, and we're just walking through without any prior information, and certain rooms you just kind of get I hate to say this because it doesn't translate well to whether you're talking about it on video or you're talking about it on the radio, until someone experiences it, I swear it's just like Charlie Brown's mom, wah, 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 wah. Because it's a feeling that's so hard to relay. But if you're open-minded, first of all, and you walk into a space and it's a definite feeling, and it's so hard to convey a feeling. But it's true, and we both have had instances where we've not even had to say anything, and we've looked at each other and both known, just like that electrical feeling when we knew something was about to happen. And we both just, looked at each other like, yep. Something's going to go down. Same thing with energy. You can walk into a space and feel it just, it's almost like it knocks you in the face. You know what I mean? Without literally knocking you in the face. You feel it.
Well, and that's the thing. So if you base that on, and this is how I base my theory. I'll tell you how I broke it down in my head. So
let's hear it.
I started to
break it down.
Yeah, let's hear it. So I started investigating I guess prior to my career in real estate. But, you know, to soak in, I never really put two and two together until, I wouldn't say recently, but over the past 10 years, which I've already investigated a lot before that. When it comes to haunted items, keeping in mind the fact that I do believe that a house can absorb the energy, and as I just stated, it's like a known fact. Amongst people I've talked to, and they're not even paranormal people. So if you figure if a house can absorb an energy, then why couldn't just a specific haunted item, like an object? You know, and then furthermore, I had gave something that was, you know, very important to me to someone else because I thought the energy around it was good and that it would, you know, not necessarily protect them, but it would be a good addition into a negative space. So do I believe in it? I do. It just took time for me to wrap my head.
Right, because it's, again, one of those situations where, you know, if someone doesn't believe it, they'll probably, or doesn't come at, not necessarily believe it, but doesn't come at this approach, the idea of it open with an open mind. It's literally just sounds like crap. But I'm telling you, there's validity to it. I have a doll that was, it went through many, many hands before it came here to its final resting place, my house, where people, multiple people just had this, it was this sadness, and it would make, it would affect their emotions. And it was multiple people before it came to me. And it was sent to me out of desperation. I cannot have this thing here. I don't want to just, like, you know, you could just take it and, you know, give it to some Goodwill pile, whatever, you know, make it someone else's problem who has no idea. But of course me, I'm a glutton for punishment. I'm like, yes, please, I'll take it, because bring it, you know, I want to see, I want to feel, I want to know. And if it's something you definitely feel like you can't handle, I'm open arms willing to rehome it. I can tell you that it has not done this to me, but it went through multiple households where it affected not only the person who, like, would have it closest to everyone in the household was affected by it. You know, is that psychological, or is there something to it? It has not affected me in this way. Is it because I won't allow it to? Is it try to? I don't know. You know, so, but it, when you have multiple people experience something, and, you know, it very similar, especially when they didn't tell them to begin with, and then they basically were like, yeah, the reason why I gave it to you is because it was making this happen. And then they go, are you kidding? That's what happened to me too. You know, is it truly affecting you? Or is it a psychological effect? I don't know. All I know is that I have it. It lives here at my house now. And I have not had any of the same type of things happen emotionally, like it was affecting other people. Maybe I'm just the one it needed to be with. I don't know.
But you never know.
You know?
No,
I don't know. I don't know. And I can't sit here and say that I do, because I'm sorry. I don't believe that, you know, a paranormal investigator can sit here and say, well, I'm sure there are some that would, but I can't say, yes, I know that answer. I don't.
Well,
do I believe it affected these people? Yeah, I do.
Even when it comes to specific items that a spirit manipulates at their current location, you know, they do have favorite mm-hmm. items. So if you remove that item, then do they get upset? You know,
right.
There's a lot of different things which we bring in to an investigation. A lot of times, trigger items. You know, if there's a little mm-hmm. boy, we might bring cars and balls, and everybody does that. You know, and it
right.
may be introducing something new. But, you know, is there something to taking away their favorite item to increase activity? I've heard of that before. I've never done that because I don't think it's cool. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, and reintroducing it. And like, hey, we brought your ball back, or hey, we mm-hmm. brought this back. You know, so I think items, they can be used as, you know, to trigger responses as well. It's just,
mm-hmm.
You know, I do know for a fact that there are specific items that maybe a particular spirit will gravitate to. So is that
mm-hmm.
item haunted? Or no, it's just maybe something that they see in their current space and communicate with and want to play with or do whatever with. But that
mm-hmm.
doesn't necessarily mean they're attached to that item. So I think
right.
you could break it down in 20 different directions.
You can. And I don't think the shoe, it's just like the paranormal, where you can't classify it necessarily under one particular heading. You know, a lot of the cases that, you know, when I go and move in with families who are experiencing activity, you know, to give it one category is almost foolish, because the paranormal is multifaceted. And I think that each haunting is unique and may have aspects of different traditionally titled hauntings, okay, like the residual versus the intelligent versus the poltergeist type of activity. There's different types of, you know, people like to classify them under those main subheadings, but really, a lot of times they kind of have little tidbits of all portions. And I think that it would be foolish to necessarily say that items are any different. You're dealing with the, you know, the unknown. You're dealing with, you know, the spirit realm, okay? I think that, you know, perhaps the items fall into the same category as that the hauntings. You can't classify them under one particular heading. Does that make sense? Because it does to me.
No, it does.
Okay.
Well,
other people are probably like, no, it doesn't.
They're like, what the hell are these people talking about?
Right. This lady's nuts.
Yeah.
And I've been told that, and I'm okay with it, too. That's fine by me. I own it.
Well, and I think when we attack any investigation when it comes to items, no items, it's definitely you got to go in with an open mind. And we've got I was thinking, you know, the thing is that you can't be persuaded too by what someone thinks is happening, because you know we've gone to Facebook like, oh, this picture here. The guy, see that guy in the painting? He haunts this house. I got it at an antique sale, you know, 3 months ago, and I believe he's here. You know, is he really
there?
Yeah.
He's the only
person
that's here.
If you spend, you know, the entire investigation looking for the guy in the picture, you know, then you're mm-hmm. selling yourself short. So I think you have to just attack it.
But see, unless you're dealing with a ghost like I hope I can be, I hope you can pick how you're going to be, I'm going to be that asshole. I'm going to be like, who are you looking for? Yep, that's me. Are you looking for Elvis? Yeah, that's me. You know, I'd probably be that kind of asshole ghost. I plan on it.
Why change?
Hopefully
that?
I have the choice.
Why change?
Right,
that?
Exactly. I hope I have the choice, you know. And then I'll be like, just kidding.
It would be funny. Because that's a whole other topic we've had where we've gone to places and, you know, well, not either of us being assholes, but just the fact that we might be talking to someone that we're specifically looking for, but it could be someone, a spirit that is not, that is just messing with us. You know, where, hey,
it's
you know,
the
we're
unknown.
This guy.
Until I have a ghost DNA where I can sit there and be like, okay, go ahead and, you know, give me some spit, some blood, whatever, and let me put it into this meter here, and it's going to spit out the results so I can classify and identify exactly who you are. I don't have the ability to say who this is. You know?
Right.
I can't
code.
Yep, it's your Uncle Joe. It's Uncle Joe. It's your Uncle Joe. I'd be lying. If it says it's your Uncle Joe, I can tell you this is what it's saying. You can hear it just the same as I can. And it's up to you to decide as to whether or not you feel that the information that was given wasn't intelligent responses that were relevant, and you can use that at your own discretion. That's my thought.
Well, I would be leery because my Uncle Joe's not dead yet. So that would be
that could go back to that energy left in the space. That, you know, that person. I feel that living people who have a significant or life changing type of like trauma or experience can leave an energy in a space, and they don't have to be dead.
That's true.
Personally.
Well, why don't we bring on tonight's
psychic?
We're getting
deep.
Joni.
Yeah,
we'll talk to her and let's ask her about items, objects.
Okay.
And see what she says.
Hey, Joni.
Well, hello. Hey, how are you guys tonight?
We're doing good.
How are you?
We're discussing haunted objects and trying to break it down. It's something that, you know, we enjoy talking about. We enjoy investigating,
collecting,
you know, and, you know, you might hear more about that from us soon, just in a bigger platform. But do you run across a lot of people who call you or contact you because they feel like they have something in their home or anywhere that is causing paranormal activity?
Oh, most definitely. I've had people send me objects in the mail and they swear it's haunted. There was one case in particular where it was actually an attachment to it. And this lady who I'd done a read with, her and her husband in my home, came back a couple months later and wanted to validate like what I had given them. and just kind of wanted to share, I guess, something from spirit. And they brought me actually a rose from the coffin that they had sealed in some kind of like a wax residue. And they put it in a tiny little box with a wooden box with a little glass dome. And they thought that was something that they wanted to gift to me as a way of thank you. And I'll tell you, I kind of looked at it like, what am I supposed to do with this, right? And so, like, I honored them. I said, well, thank you. You know, what I'm going to do as a Native person is I'm going to put it to the sacred fire, because it's something that Native people do. It's in our culture that when we want to gift something to spirit world, we put it in a fire. So I told them, I said, if you're giving this to me, what I think I'll do is put it in a sacred fire to release the energy from this object. And so they were like, yeah, that's fine. That's okay. However, I hadn't been able to do a sacred fire for several weeks, and that object sat on my shelf in my art room. And I kid you not, I swear, like, my art room is like, I believe there's a portal already exists that already exists there. I believe the soul that's connected to that object is still in my home. And believe me, there have been times where I have tried to cross this soul over. I've managed to get him to leave for a while, but it seems like he comes back. And so I tell people all the time, like, there is a good possibility, a great possibility that you can come across things that you think, well, they shouldn't be attached to this. Like, who's going to be attached to a rosebud from, you know, when they put the flowers on top of the grave? Apparently that was a rosebud from the bouquet of roses. So, I mean, I sat here thinking, like, yeah, it should be okay. But I can tell you, like, from my own experience, for that one alone, and there's various multiple experiences I've had, but this was one that somebody had given me, and I thought, how do I tell the family, like, you know what, like, this is not cool. I hope that the other things you have at your home, you have now, you know, put back to the grave, or that you've buried it or you've burned it. Like, you know, because I do believe that spirits can become very much attached to objects, and people don't believe that. But I'm like, you know, if you spend some time, like, have you ever gone to the Warren Occult Museum? Their place is purported to be haunted because they have numerous artifacts that they believe have spirit attachments. So I can tell you from my own experience, that does happen.
Right.
You know? It's something you got to be careful with, because you never know what's attached to it, too. That's the other thing. With spirit world, they can trick you. They can tell you, oh, I am a harmless 8-year-old child who couldn't cross over. You know, I'm attached to this doll. And I think we had a call just the other day with somebody who has an object that's haunted, that there's attachments to. And I'd be the first person to tell you, like, yeah, maybe spirit's telling you that it's a child, but chances are, you know, 8 out of 10, it's not going to be a child. It's a mischievous spirit, you know, and it wants nothing more than to inhabit your home or your space, you know, certainly live off your coattails, so to speak, your energy, and can create and cause havoc, right? You just never know what's attached to it. You never, never know. Some of the best mediums out there will tell you, we've sat with an haunted object and we feel that this is what it is. But even we, you know, are hard to say, yes, for sure, this is what it is. Because they're really good at tricking. They're really good at hiding themselves.
Right? Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you feel that it's a spirit in whole, or do you think the spirit can spread themselves out through various objects and be in various places at one time? What's your theory on that? Like, if you got a doll, is that just, you know, let's say your Aunt Margaret or whatever, is Aunt Margaret the doll now? You know, or is Aunt Margaret have part of her in the doll? Is she, like, you know, vacationing somewhere else and doing everything at one time? You know, or do they specifically have to, you know, move into that object, you know?
Or is it a conduit, a part of, like, their, they can come back through or something like that.
Here's what I'll share. I'll give you another story of another person. Here's my take, because I have another story attached to this. There has been another home that I went to just 3 or 4 years ago, and now this house is in demolition, and it still hasn't demolished. I had told the family, you know, the soul that was in this house is a fractured soul. And they said, what does that mean? And I said, well, when we want to put it in layman's term, you ever watched the Harry Potter movie? The guy had to split her soul into several pieces to stay alive. So I said, I know it sounds funny and it sounds like, yeah, that's a crock. But I can tell you, I've seen it where a soul has split itself. At the time of death, sometimes souls have so much that they have to work on, or there's so much unrest, that part of them, I feel like, stays here, right? So with this person's house, I was like, there's a soul that's here. And believe it or not, there's a doll that has one eye missing and it's in this house. And they're like, oh my God, there is a doll that's here that has one eye that's sealed shut. The other one opens. I'm like, there you go. I wouldn't have known this, right? Unless I'm speaking to the spirit. So I said, you got to bring me to this doll. And they have this doll in the basement where they have like pet snakes. And I'm like, why did you feel that it's okay to put this doll where the snakes are? And they're like, we don't know. We just seem like when it's there, we don't have so much nightmares. And so I said to her, I was like, you know, what we need to do is a rescue. Because this soul here that I'm connecting with, I feel it's a fractured soul. So do I believe that can happen? I do. I definitely do. This soul that had passed was in the early 1800s. And they went about historically finding the information I gave them, which they were later able to verify. And this soul was so pissed. And because we kicked him out of the doll, so to speak, he swore that that place, that land that they had in the house would never, ever be lived on again, worked on, nothing. It's been about 3 or 4 years now. That place is still on shutdown. The house is half torn down, and the project that was apparently supposed to go on and rebuild, they keep coming into red tape, installments.
Right.
Something's always stalling it. So it's been several years, and I said, you know, it's because the soul fractured, and it doesn't want to leave. The other part of it, believe it or not, is in spirit world. So, yeah, I wholeheartedly believe it because, I mean, I've had to sit and try to help rescue this soul and connect him back together, you know, so to speak, glue him together, and he was not having it. So,
right.
I mean, the family's okay because they moved out and they moved forward. Now, the funny thing is they took an object, a light, a hanging light from the kitchen to their new home, and their new home became haunted. I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. After the show, I'll give you the person's name and their address. And there's an actual video we did when we did the paranormal investigation at their home. So I would share it with you in private so you guys can see it for yourselves. But these people went on to move to a new home and continue to be haunted. So I was like, you know, every time you take an object from somewhere, you know.
Oh, yeah. And people all the time take items from haunted locations. And a lot of times you'll hear that they will have things happen, whether it be paranormal or they'll have a string of bad luck. They'll have things that are occurring that are out of the normal. And then they realize, they tie back, like, when it all started occurring, and you get an apology note with the item back. You know, and it's like, why do people test the waters? I only take an item when I'm asked to or given permission to. And, you know, even still, there's times where I'll bring things in, and like I was saying earlier, I feel that maybe an item that I bring in, energy doesn't jive with the energy that I have already here at my house, because I have a very active house, and I have a lot of haunted items. You can bring, I believe you can bring something in that kind of throws off the flow and the feng shui and can make things erratic by simply bringing it into the space. They're like, yeah, that's not our jam. You know, and it can cause a disruption. Now, granted, I have the rule. My rules here are, this is my house, and I want all of these things, and it's just going to have to work. And for me, that works. Just like in a haunted place where people are having activity, I encourage them not to feed the fear, not to feed it, to reestablish their ownership.
Yeah, and they're definitely going to feed into it. The thing is, I mean, we've heard stories around the world where people have gone to, like, the haunted forest in Japan, you know, suicide forest.
Right.
And people
find
objects that belong to people who have hung themselves. They've brought it home. And, I mean, there's videos out on YouTube where people are like, oh, my God, I have to send it back. You know, we've had a string of bad luck, just like you were saying. There's people who went to, I think it was Mount Helen or something like that, where a lot of skiers were found that have died. And they've taken walks in the mountains. You know, so there's definite merit to, you know, having spirit and having that willingness to attach. I mean, I've sat with spirit who was, sometimes, they were scared to cross over. They didn't know what to expect. They said, you know, my death might have been traumatic or not. You know, I didn't feel pain or whatnot. So I'm like, so what's the holdup? Why don't you cross over? And they have fear. They're like, I don't want to. I don't know what to expect. Or, and they'll latch onto something that's closest to them. Something, it could be a rock, it could be a flower from a funeral, it could be a loved one, it could be a backpack, it could be a place, you know? So I've told people, I'm like, if you go paranormal investigating or hunting and you're at haunted locations or especially cemeteries, cemeteries have some of the most active places for lower energy beings. I'm like, when you go in there, honey, you're walking in like a bubble gum already chewed. You're just walking into sand. These things will attach, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So they got to be mm-hmm. so careful. People don't realize that. Definitely.
Right.
Oh,
well,
man.
I know.
I've
had things come home with me that I didn't bring an object home, and I've had things come home with me. So I understand that you don't even have to bring anything home. Just going simply into the space and doing what we do can
have
the same outcome as bringing something home. Yeah. Harder to return.
I mean, we've all seen that, you know, in the last few years, we've had an explosion in the paranormal community where a lot of people now are coming out of what we call the para closet. People who are mm-hmm. either psychic, medium, or claim to be, or are headhunters mm-hmm. / we're looking for ghosts. And you'll notice not long afterwards, they start complaining of illnesses, their pages are shut down, something's going on or wrong. That doesn't always have to mm-hmm. be the worst. It just means, you know, even when you go in with the best intention or the best protection, there's no guarantee that these things aren't going to attach to you, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
So that's often the case why we get called to come to these places, because people are like, what's going on? Why is my place all of a sudden haunted? And the first few questions I'll ask is, has anybody gifted you something recently, or you found something, you brought something home? Have you gone thrift shopping, mm-hmm. secondhand store shopping? I'm guilty. I'll tell you, I love thrift shopping. I'll go to the best secondhand stores, thrift shops, yard sales, you name it. But, you know, and we've all done that. We've all done that. We've even probably ordered things online that we know might be haunted. But, you know, whenever you do that, you're taking that big risk because you don't know, right?
Right. Yeah. Or you could be like me and you seek out the items that claim to be haunted. My favorite finds, though, on eBay were the haunted TV dinner box, haunted toothpick, and haunted plastic bag.
Those were my favorite.
I refrained from buying because I just have, you know, I don't have money to throw away, but they were amusing nonetheless. But who am I to say they're not? You know, hey, stranger things have happened. Maybe they, I just find it harder to believe when they have a whole box of 100 baggies that all claim to be haunted. Just saying.
Haunted,
but, you know,
exactly.
Why not?
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, everyone has their own take of what they consider haunted or attached items. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people who will come up and say they believe this is haunted. I go in and I'm like, there's nothing here. How do you tell somebody, you know, you're just overthinking or you've made it bigger than what it is? You know, your cat knocked over this lamp, you're not haunted. But the next person mm-hmm. who calls, and I'm assuming the same thing, turns out they have a very haunted home. And it's because of they kept grandma's ring or, and it's not always bad haunting, it's just haunting. It's just busy.
Right.
You know, things that happen that you're like, you know what, I'm good without this, you know. And they often will come to people who will, believe it or not, the most open, and yet they don't even know it. Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. I definitely think so.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, what's the most bizarre thing you've ever come across? The most bizarre. I mean, for me, when I saw you guys with that room full of dolls, I thought, we're done. I couldn't even bother try.
I have quite
right
a few
now.
Of them, too.
Yeah, and I'm like, and she's bringing them home. Wow.
Yep.
I couldn't do that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They're in my bedroom. They sleep with me. All my haunted items are in my bedroom. I sleep with all my haunted items.
Wow.
And I sleep well.
Oh.
Yep.
I give you that, girl. You got balls. You're ballsy. Love it.
I am. You know, the strangest thing would be one when I came home one day, and my family will not go in my room, no matter what. They'll open the door and stand there and talk to me, but they will not enter my room. It's a great deterrent from people entering. I came in the one day after work, and I found one of my haunted dolls sitting on my bed, and it couldn't have fallen. The way it was sitting and the position that it was in was impossible. Other than it to be placed this way, but no one had been in my room. No one goes in my room.
Right.
And it was kind of odd. So I actually have a picture of it. It was pretty neat. Obviously, it'd be great if I caught on video how it ended up that way, but I interrogated my family, and they were like, you know, we don't go in there. We sure as hell don't touch that stuff. And I believe
now, have you investigated any of your dolls? Have you tried?
Not this particular one. No, and I probably should, but I feel like if I do it here, I have so many other haunted items that I don't know that I could get a pure impression of information or anything from this doll versus other things. Yeah.
Exactly.
I think I'd have to take it out of my face in order to do it. Yeah.
Right.
It was weird.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to do the same thing. Yeah, I have a couple of objects here
in
my
house,
Rob? That people have brought to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
sorry, go ahead.
I have all types of items that could be haunted. I don't know.
Yeah, but do you have any that in particular that, like, have been really weird or something? Like,
I don't know.
Or the oddest items.
There's a particular, in my basement is where I keep everything. And there's always, I've had where my daughter's name was called on an EVP. I had a drum set, like a kid's drum set, the cymbals playing by themselves.
Right.
And I actually captured that. The swing, I have a swing set in the basement. The swings will swing by themselves. But as for, like, objects, I don't know if there's one particular object that kind of, like, did anything. You know, that's the one thing that's weird, and this is the second time I know I brought up my profession and my career, is I'll have people just give me stuff all the time. 2 days ago, I got another doll for Nikki, and it's at my house now. This guy came to me, and he's like, hey, you do all that haunted stuff, right? And I'm like, yeah, pretty much. And he found a doll in his attic 40 years ago when he moved into the house. And he always thought it was kind of spooky, so he kind of left it. This is his words. He left it in the box he found it in. And it was wrapped in paper from, I think it was like the 60s or something. So he gave me it. And, you know, so I bring that stuff in all the time. And, you know, or when you mentioned going to thrift shops or antiques, I have so much stuff that people have just given me that I take in. I sold a funeral home, and I have stuff from the funeral home. I have chairs, a table, the runners from the carpet runners, because they were demolishing the funeral home. You know, so
right.
I just bring that stuff in without even thinking about it. I guess more that I talk it out, it's obvious, you know, where probably if any of the, if something did come in, it probably has come from something that I have gotten from various people who are just trying to be nice.
Well, that's like I've got, you know, Ouija boards, and I've got the doll of the Bible from the Demons in Seattle case.
No,
you know,
you
amongst
don't.
All
you
the
really?
Rest of the haunted items. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
do.
My God. That gives me the chills when I see that one.
Yeah, I have it here. I was given one of them for my work on the case. And, So, I mean, I've literally had, you name it, I've got some really interesting, items. And I have had other things that have happened that were rather peculiar. But like I said, you know, the most recent would have been the doll sitting in the middle of the bed. But, you know, how do you pick what item? If it was that item itself that was, you know, that whatever the activity is coming from, or perhaps it's, like I said, it's hard to differentiate when you have as many of them, like I do, then they're all in one room.
Right.
It's a good deterrent, though. It keeps everybody out. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I'm glad, yeah. I'm glad to get your take on it. So, you know, we'll transition now into the readings. So, are you ready to take the reading? It would be great if one of the callers was like, hey, I've got this haunted item. It would stay on track with our
that'd be cool,
our presentation
but it's not
tonight,
our
but
flow.
Not required.
It's not a requirement. So just for everyone who's listening and called in, we're going to be pulling you on air by announcing your area code. So if you hear your area code being called, you're most likely going to be brought on air. And I say that, and then there'll be two people from the same area code. But regardless, that's how we bring him on. And I think we'll bring on the first one, which I believe is a 603 area code.
Yes, it is. All right. 603, you are live.
Hi there.
603, how are you? Who am I speaking with?
Good, how are you? My name is Christine.
I'm good. Hi, Christine, how are you?
Hi.
Did we sit together before?
No, we have not.
Okay. The reason I ask is I immediately get something familiar with you. So I feel like either A, we've done a read in the past, or there's something similar that's going to come up for you in conversation. Now, I do immediately got to talk about somebody on the other side who's talking about having to take so much medication. Do you understand this?
Somebody on the other side having to take so much. Yes, probably yes.
Okay, well, either way, there's this soul that's stepping forward. To me, I feel immediately like there's a kinship. It's a male. Makes me feel like there was a lot of medication I had to take in the past, and he's just saying, oh, God, I'm so glad I don't have to do that anymore, because what a regimen that was. Trying to remember everything. And then I want to go to an old folks home. Have you recently been to an old folks home, or is this somebody who you know might have been in an old folks home?
I haven't been recently. Yep, it hasn't been recently, but I did have somebody very close to me that I took out of an old folks home.
Okay, because they're talking about
a long-term
care place. Yes, it does. Okay, so they just wanted to acknowledge and thank you for your service, for helping out, for the work that you've done.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. They want to talk about somebody who's living now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand like what they want to talk, because they're like, I feel like I've got to talk to somebody who has diabetes or blood sugar issues, and then like taking care, painting the fingernails, getting my hair permed, taking care of my feet, and watching soap operas. Does that make sense to you?
Some of it does. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're just like, they just want to acknowledge and tell you, like, you are like a star in the sky, a very unique and bright shining star. You twinkle. And it only takes someone special outside to notice it.
Awesome.
So I don't know why, like, they're doing this, but they just want me to tell you, like, you are noticed. And your soul twinkles like a star in the sky. And there are so many people who notice you. And it takes someone special like yourself to twinkle, to be that star. I don't know why. And then... as funny as it is, I want to sing that song, You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine. So the singing that's in my head, even though I'm talking about stars, they're singing that rhyme in my head.
I have a feeling it's my grandmother. That's what I feel like you're saying.
Okay. Usually when I'm connecting with spirit, if somebody is coming forward and this is making sense to you and immediately it's calling to mind or memory of someone that you're thinking of, 9 out of 10, it's usually them, because they're helping you to understand, like, that's me. So they'll place that thought or image into your mind as we're talking. So she just hugged you. So you're going to notice goosebumps. You feel any goosebumps
yet? I just got a chill.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
That's her way of hugging you, because she's like, as you spoke with me, I'm hugging to validate for you. So I do want to talk about something coming up also on the 26th, the 27th. I'm not sure if it's this month, but they want to circle 26, 27. And they're saying, please wish them a happy birthday or a happy anniversary, because there's balloons and celebrations.
But today was my granddaughter's birthday.
Oh,
that's really funny. And she has the same name as my grandmother.
Oh, today's the 26th. Okay, perfect.
Today's the 26th.
Well, there you go.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. That is right on.
Way.
So awesome.
Well, there you go. It's just spirit's way of validating and letting you know that they are aware of your life. And as you go on after their transition, they stay a part of your life. Okay. Is there something that you wanted to ask?
I guess I'm like, that is just so spot on. It's unbelievable. And just that's such a gift right there.
You.
That is such a gift. Amazing.
Thank you. I hope
so. Oh my God. Totally. The only question I may have is around career for me, and a direction, or anything I should expect in the near future.
I feel like, so right away I'm being told, and this is from your guides. They said, you know, you've been dissatisfied for more than a year at where you're at, not your job, but the people or situation around you. And they're like, there's a reason why you're going to start to feel uncomfortable, because it's time to go.
Yeah.
So I feel like your work is going to be something that you can do from home. I don't know if you're in a social aspect, but I feel like there's going to be social connections. And they're like, you can do a lot of the work from home. So it'd be a good idea to start branching out and seeing about doing some of this work at home.
Okay.
So I feel like the career will stay the same, but you may have to change place or environment. Okay?
Yep. Okay. All right.
I hope
that helps. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So much.
You're welcome.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Christine.
Take care.
Take care, sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, I got, like, the most goosebumps just now from all of that. Just, like,
that
head to toe.
That was so cool.
Like,
wow.
Well, thank you.
You just blew me away.
That was good.
Yeah.
We need to do the applause. I said we need to get the applause.
Yeah, what's that, Rob?
Oh, hold on.
I can't hear Rob right now.
I know, right?
Right?
You can't
hear
me, Rob.
Let's see. Hold on. Here, ready?
Applause.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was
they
good.
They said,
one.
Ooh. Okay, ready? And now here's the crowd.
Yay. Thank you.
That was awesome.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
like
one,
way too long. Okay, anyway.
Yeah,
that's
like too long.
Wow, that clip's really
well, thank
long.
Thank you.
I'm gonna have to make a new that. Yes, you deserved it,
yeah.
though. Wow.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Well,
you
want
to bolt to the next?
We'll go to the next one.
Yeah, let's go on to the next one. I'm good to go when you guys are.
Okay, it's going to be an 808 area code. And I'm going to go ahead and bring them in
808.
Live. 808. Yep, 808, you're live.
Hello, I'm here.
I'm here, too. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm nervous.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, I can feel you. Oh, my goodness. Girl, you got to tone it down a little. I can feel that energy. It's a good energy. It's like, whoo, that's a lot. So how do you connect with law enforcement or police?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Okay, because I immediately got detective, police, investigating, law enforcement. Could even be law. It's just, it swirls around you. Was there something recent in the last little while?
Not that I can think of. I mean, the only thing that I can think of as far as investigating, I mean, I'm, you know, I do readings myself and stuff, so I have people that come to me all the time, so I'm always... You know.
Okay. So you know what's going to happen, my love. You're going to do really well in working in missing murder cases, perhaps.
Ah.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
that
yeah, because I've just started, my mediumship
birthday, by the
has
way.
Just started coming in.
Perfect.
I got to wish you
a happy birthday. I don't know why, but they jumped in real quick. I know we just did a celebration, but for some reason they're jumping and going, happy birthday. And this is from a loved one on the other side who says, I did not suffer. So I feel like this person struggled towards the end of their life. And they're like, please hug her and tell her we love her so much. And this male, by the way, there's three people here, but this is the male stepping forward, speaking for the other two. He's like, my passing really affected her. And I want her to know it's not her fault. I don't want you to have survivor's guilt. And he's like, please let her know that we're the ones that's going to be helping her. Do you understand
that's
this?
That's my dad.
Okay.
That's my dad.
Because he feels so terrible that you felt so deeply with this. And he's like, I want her to heal. And she needs to know that you're not a cookie cutter like all the others. You are very unique. You're very beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, he's my dad. Yeah, no, he passed from colon cancer, and it was very difficult towards the end, but I have managed to let it go over the years because it has been several years since he passed, but I did have a lot of guilt when he passed because I felt like there were things that he had asked me to do that I couldn't do.
Right. But he's like, you know, these are things that could not have been done for a specific reason. So he's like, I don't want you to feel guilty about that. Now, do you have his car keys still? Something to do with keys. Because he's just doing the jingling of keys, and he's like, talk about this, because I wanted to know that that's my way of connecting with her, communicating with her. You also have a hard time doing readings with your family, right?
Yes.
Because he's like,
no,
I
can't read.
You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to. It's cheating.
My daughter
you know
comes
this.
And asks me to give her a reading all the time, and I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, he's like, no, that's cheating. Can't do it, my love. You know this. You got to learn.
Yeah. No, I can't.
But you do have a knowing of when loved ones are going to go. You have an idea of not even just when they're going to go, but kind of like how. He's like, you get this like kind of sense about it, and he goes, you know what, don't ignore that. There's nothing you can do to change the outcome. We're only letting you know. So it validates your gift, but it also validates time is being shortened. So you need to go and spend time wherever you
can. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you understand
totally
the two women that are coming in? There's two women coming in. One's swearing like a sailor, And the other one's a little more demure. Do you know who this is?
No. I'm trying to think. Who
she's got a trucker mouth. Now, I'll tell you, she's much up there in age. She's got to be like 60, 65. I want to say 29 for life because we know that she's not too thrilled about her age. But she's like, you know what? And he's F that. And the other one's like, gee, come on. Don't swear like that. So there's two of them. One's balancing out the other one. Do you understand this?
I'm wondering if that's my grandmother and her sister.
Yes, I do. I will say that right away. I do feel like there is a blood connection to these people, to each other. So it makes perfect sense to me when you say that. So I will say I have to agree. This is what it feels like. Now, one of them is shuffling her feet, and one is calling the other one a rotten B word. And they're swearing at each other, but it's one that does all the swearing where the other one just takes it, but she slaps the stick back at her, but without swearing.
Right. Yeah.
Right? So it's hilarious. It's like complete opposite of each other, but they come in together and they're a ball. They're making me laugh.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, just to let you know, you have like five different guys that work with you, and two of them have been with you since birth. Do you understand this? Because one of them
I know, at least one of them, since birth.
Yes. And it's a female. Yeah. She's been watching you since you were born. And she's like, you've seen me from time to time. You know I'm around.
Yep.
So she was with you
at
the time of death.
She's the one also that gets frustrated with me, I believe, sometimes because she's
Are you
like,
kidding?
Doing
she's
me
like, you know,
I'm not hearing.
She's like, you know that image you see on Facebook where the angel's got her head in her hands going, oh my God, what do I do with her? She's like, yeah, that's me. Like,
yes,
set
exactly.
Up.
That's so funny because I just had somebody tell me that last week, too.
Hello, there's a reason why she's telling you this, because she knows. She's reminding you.
Yeah.
So she just wants to let you know, like, you know what? She was with you from birth. There was another female also with you, but a little bit later in birth. So, like, when you're 3-4 years old, the second one came in. They're still both with you. They're going to stay with you until your death date. She goes, the other ones kind of come and go. She's like, yeah, some of them we don't care for too much. She goes, but you'll know who they are. But she's like, we're bringing you people who are broken, and you know this. And you think, oh, my God, I should have a relationship with this guy and fall in love. And she's like, no. Your job is to help them, not work for them, not do the work for them. So she's giving you crap. She's like, you know, maybe you want to have a little romance on the side. She goes, but kick them out soon because you're not supposed to do the work for them. You're supposed to just help them get there. So
exactly.
She's laughing.
Yep.
She's like, you've gone through a lot of stuff in your life, a lot. People would think when you tell your story, it's a movie, and you're like, no, this is my real life, dude. She's like, there's a reason why, because you're here and this is almost like your last life, and it's kind of like you know. So your job is to help heal, but you're also here to help mentor your daughter. Now, your daughter's probably like, I want readings, but at the same time, she's like, I don't do psychic stuff. Don't talk to me about it. She's like, she's going to muddle with that until she's in her early 20s. By the time she's 21, 22, she's going to be in her prime. And she'll hit that psychic button a lot quicker than you did because she's not as stubborn as you are.
Oh, no, I already know she will. Yeah, no. And it's interesting because she really is there already. She's already shown the curiosity. She's already showing the wanting to learn. It's for me, I have to get to the point where I feel comfortable enough in myself to bring her in to start guiding her that way. So, you know, but I feel
your
like that's definitely
at you. Your guys just laughed at you. They said, honey, whether you're damn comfortable or not, it's already happening. She's like, listen, monkey see, monkey do, right?
Yes.
She's just telling you.
No, you're so right. I totally know and I hear you. I'm trying. But no, I already feel it, you know, and I've already known like and I've already known that she's like, she's gonna be on there. In fact, I feel like she's even more so than me. Like she's gonna take this and she's gonna take it even farther than I could have even dreamt of. So
but your guide is hanging in her head on the wall going, you know that could have happened to you too when you were like 18, 19, but you didn't care. She's like, that's why your daughter's gonna do better, because she cares. You were too busy partying and having your life. You didn't care. She was like, she'll get there quicker than you.
she definitely will. Yeah, because I did. I went through a period where I had to shut off for a while, you know, and so.
I know. She's giving you shit about that. So she's like, she's like, we worked together when you were like 12, 13, 14, and we were doing good. Then you decided to shut me out. Because what's up with that?
No, totally.
So,
yeah. But the good thing is that it's all coming back now.
Yeah. And she's like, it's about time. She's like, you know how tired I am? She goes, you're lucky, like, there's no timeline on this side.
Oh, I'm sure.
So she's having a real laugh at you. She's like, yeah, okay, let's start working with murdered people. Let's see how fun you have with that.
Yep. Oh, yeah, which is, like, which I know she's laughing, too, because it's, like, because I am, like, okay, you know, I don't know if I'm going to do this, but I don't have a choice in it. I've had my first real experiences with having spirit come to me. So it's a whole new ball game of having to decipher the messages and, like, the things that they do to you when they come, when they're trying to get your attention and stuff. So, yeah.
Yep. So she's
all
like, pay attention because.
Coming in strong.
Yeah, she's like, it's going to be like someone's playing a commercial in your head, or it's like your imagination button went wild. She goes, that's us trying to communicate with you. She goes, but you already know this. We're just trying to make sure that you remember this. The other thing is she's making me feel like I do have to talk about your daughter in particular. Like, she's like, out of the children, she's like, your daughter actually already came to you once before and the timing wasn't right. So she's saying that your daughter is what you would consider a recycled soul. So when
she's
I say recycled
child.
Soul, yes, and you're a rainbow mother, just like me. So I'm going to tell you right now, there's a reason why you and I are talking tonight, yes, because my guy just said, yeah, she's going to work with you. Now, I've come across people I've worked with before in the past, but I'm going to tell you, after the show tonight, I'd like you to reach out to me because there's a couple of groups that I belong to that we do missing murder cases, okay? And
okay.
I would very much like to bring you in and get your toes wet and just kind of see where you will flourish. Right?
I would love
because
that.
Because I think this is going to be something that will, well, hey, we jumped on the first 30 seconds. I'm like, I see police all over you. Hello?
Right. And I'm like, what?
And it's not like the white on rice eye kind that you'd hope. It's the other kind. It's the kind where you're going to be working with them. Right? So I definitely would love to work with you in the future and just kind of bring you in and let's see where you go. You know?
I would
because
love
you definitely
that.
Are. You definitely are extremely gifted. And when I say extremely gifted, it doesn't take away from anyone else who has gifts because you know as well as I do.
No.
We're all born with it. But some
Absolutely.
Of us are open our whole life where others are born into it and then our window shuts down for a little while. So you don't have to work so hard, right? Now, with the rainbow.
Not at all.
Now, with the rainbow conversation, that's another one we're going to have off air because we're going to talk for hours about this. But short
okay,
and simple
good.
And sweet. The rainbow energy is people who are working with other energies. So your job is also going to be teaching, okay?
Yes.
So what would you do with your child as they grow? You teach them to walk and talk and do all these things, but at the same time, you grow with them. So this is pretty much what you're going to be doing. You're going to be teaching too. Get
Yay.
It up. Ready?
Oh, I am. Oh, my gosh. Can I just share this with you? Because you have dark hair, don't you?
No.
No, your hair is not dark. Okay, darn it.
My hair is what we call an ashy, sandy, blonde hair. But I did dye it dark not long ago, a dark purple pink.
So the reason I'm saying this is because, I mean, honestly, I just had a reading, which is where a lot of the stuff that is getting validated with the reading that you just gave to me now, where it said that there's somebody that's supposed to be coming into my life within the next few months that's going to be teaching me. That I'm going to be learning.
Ah.
Like, I've got a ton of information that's going to be coming down to me. So,
well,
and I do have a lot of these things that are going to be coming in. You know, I've got about three different things that are all going to be just information that I'm going to be absorbing the next couple of months.
Oh,
and learning.
And I mean,
and, like,
funny.
Just,
that's why I said, giddy up, get ready.
Yay. I am. I'm ready.
Now, I hate to ask again and sound like a total dumbass, but I didn't catch your name. What was your name again?
My name is Davin, D-A-V-I-N.
Davin. Okay. I love the uniqueness of that. Okay. So when we're done, if you go on the Live Paranormal channel, you should be able to find me there. If not, you can find me on Facebook. My name is Joni White Buffalo, and there's a picture of my pretty face in rainbow colors, and I'd like you to private message me, and we'll get to work together. But I got to say thank you to Rob and Nikki.
I would love that.
Because Rob and Nikki.
Oh, my God.
Happening.
Thank you.
Yes. Right?
Yes. I am
so
grateful
forget,
to all of you. No.
Like and share. Like and share Live Paranormal.
And I just have to say, you know, like we said, everything happens for a reason. There is a reason, because I just so happened to pop on this live, and I just so happened to put in there that I wanted, like, a reading. And I just so happened
right?
that this all happened. So thank you.
Oh, you're
I'm
so welcome.
I'm very grateful.
Well,
very
thank grateful. You. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much. And I will definitely, I'm going to look for you, and I'm going to message you first, after this, for sure, because we need to continue conversation. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Davin.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay, Rob. Let's go, Rob. I want to hear the applause, though. Let's go.
I'm not allowed to press any buttons. I'm not allowed to press any buttons. So.
Okay.
There you go.
The boss
I took care
over.
Of it.
Thank you.
Any button
love.
Pressing would
yes.
come from,
yes.
from Nikki, because I know well enough not to press any
You'll
buttons.
You'll have too much fun. You'll have
yeah.
too much fun with that.
He's not allowed.
The backlash is not worth the 7 seconds of clapping. It's just not worth
wow.
it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what do you think,
True.
Rob? Yeah, good. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
so I think
was
that was
right.
pretty good.
Yeah, that was all right. All right, let's go on to
good.
The next one. How much time do we have?
We have time for one more.
All right,
yep.
let's see.
All right, and it's a 314 area code. 314, you're live.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Oh, you're so soft. Oh, I love your energy. That's such a calm energy next to the one we just had, Ms. Davin, all over the place. That was ecstatic. How are you? What's your name?
My name is Rebecca.
Rebecca. First, mm-hmm. I want to tell you, I don't know why, but I'm hearing from the other side, someone is saying, I am so sorry for what you've gone through. I feel like I got to talk about a loss that has been sad. I don't know why, if it's something recent or in the past, but they're wanting to extend the olive branch and just saying, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Do you understand this?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. Rebecca. So I want to talk about the chain on your neck. There's something about the chain on your neck. They keep making me feel like I got to talk about your chain. Are you wearing a chain right now?
I'm not right now because my neck hurts.
Oh, okay. Then maybe I got to talk about your neck, and that's why she's bringing this up. Do you understand the female that's on the other side coming in?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
A female.
Yes, it's a female on the other side. And I feel like she connects to mothering or mother side of the family as well. I don't know if I'm supposed to share this with you. But I'll tell you this. I see a little baby boy. Are you soon to be pregnant? Or do you have a little boy?
I do have a little boy. He turned 4. He just turned 4.
Oh, okay. So, because they're making me feel like this is something new coming up. So, this might be just the birthday that I just passed. Is this your mom on the other side that's coming in?
I kind of hope so, yeah.
Okay, because I feel like this is very motherly-like, and she's coming in. I feel like she was around for your son's birth. Did she depart not long after your son was born?
Yeah. My mom passed away 2 years ago.
Okay, because she's letting you also know that at times she gets to hold your son. So I feel like there are nights where you might have the baby monitor on or something going wonky for a few minutes, and she's like, just let her know it's just me. I'm just coming in to cuddle and to hold.
That's
and
so
she's
weird.
She's got to talk about your grief and your back and your neck, and this is maybe why she's talking about the necklace. Maybe she just wanted me to talk about the neck, but she's like, you need to let go of this. It's like you put a heavy burden on yourself. And I feel like new relationships are in the air as well for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Know that everything has come and happened for a reason. This has been a very hard month for you. I feel like this month has been the hardest in all the time. This has been the hardest month. And she's like, don't worry. Things are coming in. I want you to get ready and start expecting good stuff. Stop expecting the worst, because that's all you do, Rebecca. You keep thinking the worst is going to happen, and it happens. She goes, and my dear, you know why that is. It's because you bring it. She's like, honey, stop bringing that. You know that song, Bring the Boys to the Yard, Milkshake,
mm-hmm.
Bring Boys
yeah.
to the Yard. She's like, bring good vibes to the yard. Think of only good things to bring to the yard. okay? Because she's wanting you to get back into a happy place. And she loves the paintings. So there's something different about paintings or drawings. I don't know if this is something that your son has done recently, but she's like, you're putting them up and she's loving it. She's like, this is good energy. I love it.
Yeah, he makes little artwork we hang up all over the place.
Okay. And she's really loving it. She's like, this helps me be a part of his life. So did your son have like a first two name? Like there's something about two names, she says.
No. I mean,
okay.
He's had like a first, middle, last name, but.
Okay, maybe it might be just her like saying, you know, I wanted this name, but you gave him this name, so I call him this name. Or something to this effect, because she's talking about the names, and it's not 100%. And she's like, no, there's two first names. Like, I got a name for him. So there's a name she calls him by, or there's just something that she's talking about his name.
I don't know.
Okay, so she wants you to make amends with the female in the family. She's like, you got to stop butting heads. I want you to start making peace. Because it's not for them, it's for yourself. Okay?
Yeah.
And then she's like, you are so much more like me than you'll ever know. She's like, are you noticing that you're hitting milestones in your life that you know that I went through, but instead of taking 12 years, it's taking you 3 years? Are you noticing this?
Yeah, I notice that I'm slowly turning into her, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, why are you fighting it? Come on. She goes, I wasn't the worst. And she's laughing at this. So she's very proud of the progress that you've made in your life. She's like, I know you're at a crossroads where you're trying to decide, where do I go next? What do I do next? What's, and you're thinking. She's like, you know what? Just relax. She goes, what have I always told you? You're going to do what you know, right? So she's like, what do you know? Start looking into the things that attract your attention to things that you want to be, you want to do. Even if it's like, you know what? I love reading stories. I love writing stories. She goes, well, maybe you'll be a book writer. Start putting your energy into that, you know? So she's like, pay attention to the things that you're very much attracted to. She goes, and you know what I love about Rebecca? She always questions things three times or more. She goes, that's good. Keep questioning it.
That is so my mom was a librarian, and I used to write, like, short stories for her all the time in middle school. Constantly.
Perfect. And there's short poems or something also she talks about that she loved poems or poetry. So she's like, I want you to start getting into things that is going to be a release for you. So sometimes writing in a book, writing a short story, start it off as like you're writing a fiction story, and soon you'll realize it's almost like part of your real life gets bled into that story. She goes, when you do things like that, it will become like a healing space for you. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
And she's like, and I'm sending you gifts from God. Just know that I'm sending you gifts from God. And she's talking about whistling. Have you heard whistling recently? If you haven't yet, pay attention. You're going to hear what sounds like somebody whistling, like a very high-pitched whistling. She goes, that's just me trying to get your attention. Because I want you to look at certain things, I'll whistle, or I'll make a whistling sound, and you'll hear it.
She used to whistle all the time. No matter what she was doing,
really?
She was whistling. Yeah.
Okay, because she's like,
it didn't matter.
It didn't matter what it was. Well, she's whistling still, I've got to tell you. We don't change much when we go to the spirit world. We might be more forgiven, but we don't change, right? So she's like, pay attention to the whistling because I'm going to draw your attention to it. She's like, my love, my dear, you are my heartbeat. You know that you are a special part of my life. She goes, I want you to know that I have never, ever left your side, and I never will. I will walk through life with you hand in hand. Even at moments when you feel like you're so alone, I want you to know that I am always going to be there, okay? So there's going to be some photos or videos that you have. She's like, look for the orbs. Those are me. I try my best to manifest in the videos and pictures. I really do. Okay?
That's kind of weird, too, because we're cleaning out some furniture, and all of a sudden a note fell out, and it was her handwriting, and it said, Becky, gone to the bank, which is weird because I work at a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And that it just popped out. I don't even know how it fell out.
Well, that's her way of just acknowledging you. Just trying to say, listen, I'm still here. Hello. So do you have, like, she wants to talk about, actually, it's funny that you're saying this because she's like, there's like a little box I don't know if it's little, but there's a box and it's got some of my belongings in it. And then she's showing me, like, somebody has her shoes, and then she's got a really weird, funky jacket or an odd jacket or a jacket that most people don't wear anymore. And she's like, have you gone through the pockets? Have you found my tissues or my lipstick? Or she's like, when you go through these things, know that I'm sitting with you at that time. You may even smell my perfume, a very light scent of it. She goes, know that I'm with you at those times. Because I feel like I'm opening a box and I'm finding things. Those, like, broken pieces of earring, a necklace, maybe a book of matches, something small and a bunch of random small things that were hers. Now, who got the furniture? Because she's like, I was trying to help you guys understand, like, who can get what.
Yeah, she did. She did okay. Very near the end. My sister
died.
It's
like she planned.
Most of it.
Yeah, it's like she planned. She was going. She knew. And she was like, okay, well, you get this and you get this. I don't want anybody fighting over it. You know?
Oh, yeah, she did. She made a big, long list of who got what.
Perfect.
And don't you dare. Don't you dare defy her, really.
Exactly. And this is her way of just acknowledging, like, I'm still here. I'm still a part of your life. And I see and hear everything that's going on. She's like, I'll leave you alone in the bedroom, in the bathroom. I give you that one. She's like, I don't think I want to know.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like her, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. Cool weird, but weird.
Yeah. But she's letting you know she's so very proud of you, and she loves you so much, and she wants you to know that you hold a very special place in her heart. She goes, even though I technically don't have a body anymore, she goes, you're still with a part of my soul. So she's like, know that at times when you need me, just speak to me. Even in your mind, I can hear you. And then she's kind of laughed because she's like, even when you think, she's like, I hear it. You better not be thinking bad things. And she's laughing at this. Right? So she's like, just know that I'm here.
Yeah.
And I want. Sorry?
She had ears like a fox. I mean, she could hear you whisper across the house.
Yeah.
And she would
like,
go,
I heard that. Yeah, I heard it. She goes, my darling, it's called selective hearing. Do you not remember me telling you that many times? You guys have selective hearing. Because when I call you, you don't listen. But you listen if I say something, some key words. And you're like, what? She's like, yeah, it works both ways.
Yeah. That definitely sounds like her.
Okay. So was there something that you wanted to ask?
Mainly I'm getting a lot of tests and a lot of blood drawn and stuff like that. And I just want to know if everything's going to be okay at the end of it.
I feel like there is unmounted fears for you. It's almost like, I don't want to say exactly, but I'll say what I'm getting. It's almost like you're afraid you're going to get sick or die the same timeline like she did, right?
Yeah.
She's like, that's an unfounded fear. She's like, I don't want you to worry about that. That's not going to happen like that. She goes, however, I love that my Becky is so smart that you're on top of it and you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. She goes, regardless of what comes your way, you know, there's many different ways of working with it and healing. So she's like, don't worry. Don't panic. Okay.
Okay.
You'll be all right.
Ironic coming from her, but all right.
And I think that's it.
And that was all. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I appreciate you calling and sharing with us tonight. And I just wanted to say thank you and God bless you. And Mom's giving you a hug right now. She's like patting your head. She's like, you ever notice when you're doing dishes, you get a tingling in your head? She goes, that's me. Good girl. You're doing dishes. She goes, God,
she always used to play with my hair, yeah.
Oh, you have angel hair. And she's like, you know how many times I have to yell at you to do these dishes? And it's just like, finally, I can see you adulting and you're doing great.
Yeah, definitely, yes.
Perfect. So just know that she is still very much a part of your life and she walks with you every day. So when you talk to her, she hears you. She's like, if you need validation, ask. I will do the very best I can and send you something. You can just ask. Okay? And she loves you. So thank you for calling in, Becky.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Have a good night, everybody. Wow, that was cool.
Okay.
That was really cool.
Thank you. Well, I can't take all the credit. All I can say is I picked up the receiver when the phone was ringing. That's it. That's all I do.
Well, let's give a round of applause not only to you, the callers, as well as the callers that came through to communicate.
And
let's
to you
ahead
guys
and give
too.
That to everybody. All of us.
Yay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. It's so lovely.
I try not to rush too much, but, you know, try to get in there and get what we got to get done. I love doing this.
You know,
I think
we
knocked some
it.
People's socks off tonight. Yeah.
We made it on time. We didn't run over. So one thing about we stayed right on. We can do it. We can do a closing now and the whole thing. So which is great. So we appreciate you know, you doing the readings on our call-in shows. We're very appreciative of that, and it's been fun.
Are you
I look forward to doing more.
I appreciate it. I love it. I absolutely love it. I do. I appreciate you guys having me come on. I see you're sometimes like, they're probably tired of me by now. But I absolutely love it.
Never.
I appreciate it. I really do. And I think tonight's conversation was awesome, too. I'd like to see more of that. I mean, man, we could have gone on even more if it was possible.
No,
I know,
I
right?
I texted Nikki that we have inner studio conversations while we're hosting the show. And I was like, you know, we could have just talked about the paranormal for hours. And because it's a passion that we share, and we have been on so many investigations together, and our mindsets are very similar on the majority of things that, you know, it's easy to talk about. And then when you bring someone else in who also, you know, has the general ideas that we do, it's you can just do segment after segment after segment. So
you're bouncing it around, and
it's always fun for us to get a point of view from someone who has gifts. And you know, we'll have to have you on again soon. And thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you for being the guest
reader.
Anytime, you guys. You heard it live. Anytime. Thank you so much. And you guys take care. God bless. And if anyone's interested in finding, they got to go to Life Paranormal. That's all you got to do. And share. Right?
Yeah, if they can't find you from going to Live Paranormal Facebook page, I would be totally surprised. you have like 10 links on there. So I'm pretty sure if they scroll for a second, you're easily found on the Live Paranormal social page there on Facebook.
Perfect.
So
that's all they got to do. Go to Live Paranormal.
Yeah, be hard.
Yeah, I agree. All right, you guys, I will let you go. And thank you again for having me on tonight, and I appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Well, I think that went really well. We got a chance to talk about haunted items, do free readings, get her point of view, and share our point of view. Because our point of view is important.
We feel.
And I like our point of view. I think we have a good
As I'm sure we do, yes. If we didn't, it would be weird.
It would be weird, but I don't think.
Yeah, but we don't have that problem.
Based on the general response that we've gotten the entire time that we've, you know, investigated and had our radio show together, is people say that they like our point of view. So they may not even like us, but they like our point of view. You know, so that's one consistency that, you know, we don't necessarily, we take everything, I think, with a grain of salt. We're very humble in our approach, and I try to be at least.
Right.
And
yeah.
I know you are.
Oh, yeah.
I've never once heard you say, that's the way it's got to be done. Paranormal.
There's many different ways to crack it.
Paranormal topics.
Oh, yeah. You don't knock it till you've rocked it.
Yeah.
Don't knock it till you've rocked it. Yes. But we've come to the end of the show, so everyone be sure to check out liveparanormal.com, check out Joni White Buffalo, and stay tuned again for more, you know, Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio shows that will pop up, not necessarily on the, you know, regular scheduled nights.
Right. Free reading night this weekend, and we will see everyone then.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's right. Take care. Have a good one, everyone. Bye-bye.